Let me start, Mark.
Yep, we're good to go.
Great, thank you. Good evening. I'd like to call the Lower Frederick Township Board of Supervisors General Meeting to order February 2nd, 2021. Time is approximately 7:02 p.m. We'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Please all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States
of America,
and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Let the record reflect that the all Board of Supervisor members that are listed on the agenda are present this evening. As far as staff in attendance tonight is Mark Hudson, our Township Manager, Carol Schuler, our Township Engineer, and Peter Nelson, our Solicitor. At this point in the meeting, our Police Chief, Chief Paul Maxey, is not with us, but he may join later if able. Our announcements for tonight are our standard announcements, and I'll read them now. The township meetings are recorded for the purpose of preparing the minutes, and the recording is destroyed 6 months after the minutes are approved. This meeting will also be recorded by the teleconference provider, which in our case is Zoom. It's requested that all persons wishing to speak before the board shall state their name, address, and the subject matter upon which they wish to speak for the record. In the interest of facilitating the business of the board, all persons addressing the board shall be limited to 2 minutes unless such time is extended by the chair for good cause. The Board of Supervisors will provide a reasonable opportunity for citizens to comment on any non-agenda items after all agenda items have been addressed, but prior to the adjournment of the public meeting. Meeting attendees will be able to ask questions at specific times during the meeting through chat, Zoom chat, audio by us unmuting participants, or by sending an email to Mark Hudson, our manager, at his email address is manager@lowerfrederick.org. Lower Frederick is all one word. And you can also communicate with our manager by dialing the township office phone number, and that number will forward to our manager. Mark, you want to announce an executive session?
Yes, the board held an executive session on February 1st to discuss legal matters.
And our first item tonight is an update on the Ziegler Gulf Road home heating oil release.
Yeah, so I got information from DEP. They had hoped to start the assessment of that property at 204 Zieglerville yesterday, but obviously with the weather coming, they did not. So they're going to the district justice on the 8th of February and hope to be able to get permission to be on site on the 9th and 10th of February to perform the assessment of that property.
Great. Thank you, Mark. Are there any questions for Mark from the board on this item? Okay. Not hearing any, none. Any questions? We'll move on to appointments to boards and commissions. Before we jump into it tonight, the board would like to thank all applicants for openings. In some positions, we had more applicants than positions, and that always presents us with a quandary, especially when we have lots of qualified applicants. And the board, you know, it does present a challenge, but we do have to decide and work through it. So again, thank you for applying, and always for all of our volunteers, thank you for your service to Lower Frederick Township. So the first two appointments tonight that we will make are for zoning hearing board. Those are done by resolution. So the first position that we will be appointing tonight is for a zoning hearing board member, which is a 3-year term ending on December 31st, 2023. So do we have a motion to basically appoint somebody to be our zoning hearing board member?
I will move to appoint, Hans Schweikert.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second that, Dan Orff.
So we have a motion to appoint Hans Schweikert, made by Supervisor Marla Hexter, and a second by Dan Orff. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none. I guess I can just do all in favor of appointing Hans Schweikert for the position of zoning hearing board member. Please say aye.
Chuck, there's a hand raised.
Oh, are we okay?
Brian, you can unmute. Brian, you can unmute.
Unmute.
There you go.
Yeah. Hey, that took a little bit, didn't it? Brian Hill, 11 Ziegleville Road. Can I ask who this position is replacing?
This is replacing Bill McGovern.
Okay, thank you.
So basically, the motion on the table, and I will read it, is we are moving to approve resolution. It's actually resolution 2021-R-09, appointing Hans Schweikert to the Lower Frederick Zoning Hearing Board for a 3-year term expiring December 31st, 2023. All in favor of the resolution, as I just stated, please say aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. The next resolution is 2021-R-10. This is for appointing, again, a 3-year term for Zoning Hearing Board as an alternate. Do we have a motion from the board to appoint an alternate to Zoning Hearing Board?
Yeah, this is Dan Orff. I move to have Andrew, I'm going to mispronounce his last name, so I'll spell it F-E-I-C-K.
Fike.
Andrew Fike.
Fike, to be the alternate member to the Zoning Hearing Board for a term ending December 31st, 2023.
Do we have a second?
I will second.
Okay. So we have a motion to appoint Andrew Fike, made by Dan Orff, and a second by Marla Hexter. Is there any further discussion? Okay. So I will read what we are basically making. We are moving to approve resolution 2021-R-10, appointing Andrew Fike to the Lower Frederick Zoning Hearing Board as an alternate for a 3-year term expiring December 31st, 2023. All in favor of the resolution as I just read it, say aye.
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 Any against? Motion carries unanimously. Okay. Next up, so these are not resolutions. These are just regular appointments. So we have Planning Commission, which is a 4-year term, expiring December 31st, 2024. Do we have a motion on the floor for Planning Commission?
Yes, I would like to motion to appoint Phil Smith to the Lower Frederick Planning Commission for the 4-year term expiring on December 31st of 2024.
Thank you. Chuck Yeiser would like to second Supervisor Halter's motion. Is there any further discussion on this issue? Great. All in favor of appointing Phil Smith for a 4-year term on the Lower Frederick Planning Commission, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Motion carries unanimously. Park and Rec. We have 3 5-year terms to appoint. And these are terms that end on December 31st, 2025.
One of those is a filling a remainder. Sorry. You have 2 5-year terms and one which would be a 4-year term.
Okay. Yeah. It says 5-year on the agenda, but the date is 4. Yeah, I see it. Okay. So we'll do the 5 years first. We have 2 5-year positions and then we'll do the 4 in the end just to avoid confusion. And I think that's the way it's listed on the agenda anyway.
Chuck, just for everyone at this meeting, can you please state who is asking to be reappointed and which one is vacant?
Right. It's my understanding the 2 5-year terms, these are positions where the current members are asking to be reappointed, and those current members are Donna Lynn Eyrick and Robin McGovern. The 4-year term, as I understand it, does not have anybody in it. Now, I'm assuming that's my understanding. I'm not saying that's
correct. That was a vacant.
Okay.
And there still is one vacancy in the park board.
Okay. So do we have a motion to appoint somebody to a 5-year term on the park and recreation board?
I'll move to appoint Robin McGovern to a 5-year term expiring December 31st, 2025.
I will second.
Okay. Marla Hexter makes the motion and Noelle Halter seconds. Is there any further discussion? All in favor of appointing Robin McGovern for a 5-year term on the Park and Rec Board, say aye.
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 Any against? Great. Motion carries unanimously. Another 5-year term for appointment.
Well, I'll move to appoint Donald and Eric a 5-year term on the Park and Rec Board for a 5-year term expiring December 31st, 2025.
And I'll second.
Okay, Terry Bird makes the motion. Noelle Halter seconds. Is there any further discussion? All in favor of appointing Donald and Eric for a 5-year term on the Park and Rec Board, say aye.
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 Any against? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, the last opening is for a 4-year term on the Park and Rec Board, expiring December 31st, 2024. We have a motion.
Yes, sure. I would like to motion to appoint Noah Phillips. Is that correct?
Yes.
To the Lower Frederick Park and Rec Board for the remainder, for the 4-year. Is that the 4-year?
Yes.
The remainder.
Yes, the remainder of the 4-year term expiring December 31st of 2024.
Right. So it's
the. I'll second that motion.
Okay, so Noelle Halter makes the motion and Dan Orff seconds. And this again is for a position. It's a 5-year position, but there's 4 years remaining. So it's effectively a 4-year term.
Correct.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of appointing Noah Phillips to the Lower Frederick Park and Rec Board for a term expiring December 31st, 2024, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Motion carries unanimously. That brings us to the EAC. We have 3 open positions. Two of them are 3-year terms, and one of them is a 1-year term. So it's a 3-year term with 1 year remaining. So we'll do the 3-year terms first, following the agenda. So do we have a motion to appoint somebody to the Lower Frederick EAC Environmental Advisory Council for a 3-year term expiring December 31st, 2023?
I move to appoint Diane Uren to the Lower Frederick Environmental Advisory Council for a 3-year term expiring December 31st, 2023.
I will second.
Okay, so Dan Orff makes the motion and Marla Hexter seconds. Any further discussion? All in favor of appointing Diane Uren to the Lower Frederick Environmental Advisory Council for a 3-year term ending December 31st, 2023, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Motion carries unanimously. We have another 3-year appointment to make.
Yes, I would like to motion to appoint Warren Jacobs to the Lower Frederick Environmental Advisory Council for the 3-year term expiring on December 31st of 2023.
Wonderful. And Chuck Yeiser, I would like to second Supervisor Halter's motion. Is there any further discussion? Great. All in favor of appointing Warren Jacobs for a 3-year term on the Environmental Advisory Council, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, and our last appointment tonight, again, is for a 1-year term. It's 1 year remaining on a 3-year term. So this term would expire December 31st, 2021.
I'd like to nominate John DiMedio.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, the motion is made by Marla Hexter and seconded by Noelle Halter. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of appointing John DiMedio for a 1-year term in the Lower Frederick Environmental Advisory Council. Again, this is a 1 year remaining on a 3-year term that expires December 31st, 2021. Say aye.
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 All in, any against? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. That's the end of our appointments for tonight. We'll move on to administrative actions. Our first action is approval of the minutes. We have minutes from our reorganizational meeting of January 4th, 2021, as well as the Board of Supervisors general meeting of January 5th, 2021. Is there any objection to just doing one motion for both?
None.
Great. Yeah. So Can I get a motion to approve the minutes for January 4th and January 5th meetings 2021?
I'll move to approve the minutes from the January 4th and January 5th meetings.
Wonderful. And a second? Chuck Yeiser, I'll be happy to second Dan Orff's motion for approval of the minutes. Is there any further discussion on the issue? All in favor of approving the minutes for January 4th and January 5th, 2021 Lower Frederick Township Board meetings, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any against? Motion carries unanimously. That brings us to Treasurer's Report, Mark.
Yeah, Chuck, I would like to just mention we are missing a couple of meeting minutes from our our workshop meeting in November and our two meetings in December. Unfortunately, Terry, our minute taker who's been with us for several years, after that meeting in December had a medical emergency. And it took her a little while to get to us to let us know that she wasn't able to do the minutes. So we're in the process of getting those minutes done. So if you bear with us, we'll make sure that the recordings are up, but we will get those meetings minutes done. Unfortunately, our minute taker had a serious medical emergency. And so those are why we don't have those up.
You envision we might have it by our next general?
I'm not sure. We just got that worked out. So it may take a little bit to get those. We had to transfer all the, we're working on it.
Okay.
All right.
Sir, thank you.
Treasurer's report for tonight, the cash balance in the general fund as of January 31st is $1,586,833.40. The cash balance in the sewer fund as of January 31st is $474,980.88. The list of checks before you tonight in the general fund totals $66,720.70. And the list of checks in the sewer fund total $28,364.86. During the month of January in the finance, we updated the finance software system. We had to update the finance computer operating system. We began working on the 2020 audit, and we got out all of the documentation that we needed to by the end of January, 1099s and that type of paperwork that is required. Chuck,
you need a motion to approve the lists of checks in the general fund as well as in the sewer fund.
Correct.
Right.
Yep.
You have a motion for the approval of the checks as described by our manager, the general fund and the sewer fund.
Yep, I'll make that motion.
Terry Bird makes the motion.
I'll second the motion.
Dan Orff seconds. So all those in favor of approving the list of checks in the general fund and the sewer fund as described by our manager, please say aye.
Aye.
Any against? Great. Thank you. Public comment on agenda items. Mark, do you have any comments from our public?
I don't see anything. Give me 1 second here. I do not have anything.
Okay. So that brings us to our reports portion of tonight's meeting. We'll start with our township engineer report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The only item on my report this evening is a recommendation for a reduction of the financial security escrow account for the Bruce Sambrick subdivision. Mr. Sambrick posted escrow to secure improvements associated with the two lots being built on Alexander Drive. Tonight, we are recommending a reduction of that escrow in the amount of $27,191. That's approximately 44% of the total escrow account. This is for the erosion and sediment control features that he has implemented for each of those two lots. Be happy to answer any questions you might have on these or other matters.
Any questions for our engineer on the report for tonight and the recommendation? I have one question, I guess, just to restate. So the reduction that you are recommending reflects the fact that they and Mr. Sambrick installed the erosion and sediment controls that he was required to?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any further questions? So we need a motion to authorize release of $27,191 in escrow, financial security escrow account for the Sambrick subdivision.
Also moved.
I will second. Supervisor Hexter's motion. So this is Chuck Yeiser. Is there any further discussion on the issue? Hearing none, all in favor of releasing $27,191 from the Sambrick Subdivision Financial Security Escrow account please say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any against? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you. That brings us to the township staff reports. We'll start with the police chief, who I'm not sure whether he is on tonight, but Mark.
He's not, so I'll take care of all the reports. For the police, for the month of January, there was 157 calls for service. That was a low call volume for the police department. All the members of the police department have received their first vaccination for the COVID-19 and are scheduled for their second doses later this month. All the necessary paperwork has been filed with the Pennsylvania Law Enforcement Accreditation Coordinator, indicating that Lower Frederick Township Police Department meets certain use of force eligibility requirements set forth by the U.S. Department of Justice standards for certification on use of force and safe policing for communities. In essence, this identifies that the Lower Frederick Township Police Department is in compliance with the Executive Order Number 13929 on safe policing and will remain eligible to continue to receive money from the Justice Department Discretionary Grant Funding Program. The police department completed 26 interviews with prospective police officer candidates. The top five were scheduled for secondary interviews, which were conducted today. Two finalists will be identified and will be scheduled for a polygraph and background investigations in the near future. And the police department received checks totaling $37.77 from district court.
Any questions for our manager on the police report? I don't hear any. Well, thank you, Mark, for filling in for Chief Maxey tonight. That brings us also, I guess you'll be doing the roads and parks as well.
Yep, I will now continue as Tom. We had one plowable event in December. We had two salt events. The guys completed three sump pump inspections. They serviced the brush hog and mowed Colonial Park and the sewer right-of-ways. They greased the Gerloff Road Bridge. That's a maintenance item. That bridge is built to kind of grow and shrink. So there's a grease point that we take care of. They completed multiple road ditch cleaning projects around the township, and they filled potholes with cold patch where needed.
Thank you, Mark. Any questions for Mark on the roads and parks report? I'm sure everybody is appreciative of the fine job that our crew did over the last few days.
Yeah, the guys put a lot of hours in over the last couple of days.
It was quite a drawn out affair.
Yes, it was.
Thank you. So next up is our township manager report.
Okay. Yeah. So we've received a request from a builder who is building a single home on Second Avenue. So this is Main Street. If you make a left or right on the Second Avenue and you come up, you kind of dead end into the property. So the red line that I'm showing is the sewer line. The blue highlighted property is the property where the home is going to be built. It's going to be a single family home. Currently they're in for building, grading, stormwater, permits. So those are all in process, but they've also requested to connect to the public sewer system, and the board has to approve any connections. So wanted to just get this done, the approval done, so that they can begin once they get their other permits. Just the approval will say that approved once the other permits are, you know, gotten. Mm-hmm.
Any questions for Mark on this item?
I guess this may be a question for Carol. How are they going to connect? Can you tell us, give us a little more detail about this?
would be a standard connection. There is a main along the property frontage, and the common way to connect would be to extend a sewer lateral from the property out to the main, and then they saddle the main to create the connection, a watertight connection.
Thank you.
So just, this is Chuck Geiser, just to be clear then, the red line that we're seeing that goes all the way out to Main Street does not reflect the length of their connection, right?
No. I said the red is the sewer, and then the orange is kind of their connection.
Okay. I'm sorry. I must have.
That's all right.
Obviously wasn't paying good enough attention. Thank you. So we need a motion from the board to allow
JD
that
development.
For JD development to connect the public sewer, system in Second Avenue, which is this motion is contingent upon JD development getting all required permits for building a single home on the Second Avenue lot. I'll make the motion that we approve the connection as I just described.
I'll second that.
Is there any further discussion on the issue? Is a motion made by Chuck Geiser and a second by Noelle Halter? Is there any further discussion? All in favor of the approval for JD development to connect to public sewer as I just described, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any against? Motion carries unanimously. Okay, Mark.
Okay. All right, so the next item is a resolution for tax collector compensation. So this year, the township will elect a tax collector. So with that, we have the option that before February 15th, we have the option to change the compensation for the tax collector, whoever that would be. So at our workshop meeting, we discussed this in length, and we've prepared a resolution for a pay per bill. We just have to have the board decide how much per bill, and we will then have that resolution ready to be approved.
Mark, you mentioned that your estimate of the number of bills may have been a little bit high. How does that impact upon the total compensation at the different price points?
So the number was 268, then the number came down to 2000 or 2068 and came to 2040. So at $12, it's $24,480. And then at $12.50,
it's $25.5.
And then at $13, it's $26,520.
Okay, thank you.
And then, as we said, that as new homes are added, then the tax collector compensation would go up. And we would use the same dollar amount for interim bills.
Yeah, I think we had talked about possibly settling around 12 or 12 and a quarter, but given that numbers were lower, maybe we should consider between 12 and a quarter and 12.50. Just go up a little bit to still think about that 25,000 target.
I'm sorry, Marlon.
I'm sorry, I'm done.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, I mean, I still think around the 12 keeps it right in line with kind of where we were before the tax increase, which, you know, this thing kind of helps hedge against, you know, level of work versus pay. So I think getting back to the level of work stays, the amount of pay at the $12 stays right around that same mark. Mm-hmm. I would propose the 12, especially with if the interim bills are kind of an additional throughout the year, pads it slightly. So I'd be comfortable with the $12 a bill.
I concur.
I still think we should go up to 12 and a quarter to at least hit that 25,000. That makes it the lowest it's been in about 6 years. So I don't think we need to lowball things. We have added more homes.
Well, with if you include the interim, which has been estimated to 30 to 40, that gets us right back to the number that we talked about last week.
Mm-hmm. If we that interim number was with the new development. Normally it's like 10.
Okay.
I'm actually okay with the $12 as well. I don't think we're too far off from any of the other townships for the amount of work that's being requested.
Yeah, I'm just kind of philosophically opposed to making it even lower given cost of living goes up and everything else, but I'm not going to throw myself under the bus for this. I still think it should be, we should at least try to hit 25,000.
Mark, this is Chuck. I have one other question on this resolution. So near the bottom of it, it says further it be resolved, and then it talks about reimbursement, 50% of actual expenses for printing and postage necessary. Is that what we have been doing to date?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what we do. We split that with the county. So the county pays half and we pay half.
Okay. Yeah, I just couldn't remember from last week how our discussion went along those lines.
Yeah, and that's in the budget.
Okay. So we need is it fair to say, is there any disagreement that we should discriminate between interim and regular mailings? Are we okay having one rate between the two of them? And if so, then somebody please make a motion for a rate for both, unless we want to do them separately, then make separate motions.
I'm sorry, I know we went over this last week too, but so the interim, Mark, is that just for new homes, like brand new homes or new tax records?
It's most of the time it's new homes. Every now and then, if someone does a big addition and the,
Okay. So it's not the sale of a home.
No, okay. No.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion for $12. A bill for both existing and interim.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. So Terry Bird made the motion. Noel Halter seconds. Is there any further discussion on this motion or this issue? Hearing none, all in favor of setting an amount of $12 per mailed or per tax bill sent by our tax collector for both regular tax bills as well as interim bills, please say aye.
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 Any against? Motion carries unanimously.
Okay. Chuck, I just want you to then approve the resolution.
Oh, sorry.
And that's fine. We did the 12. I like that. We did the motion, but please, if you can get a motion to approve the resolution 2021R-11 for the tax collector salary at $12 per bill.
Okay. So can we get a, go ahead, Dan.
Okay. I make a motion to approve resolution number 2021R-11 for tax bills rate of $12 per
regular bill and interim bill.
Regular and interim, correct.
Yeah. I'll second the motion made by Dan Orff. This is Chuck Yeiser. Any further discussion? All in favor of approving resolution 2021R-11 as described by Supervisor Orff, please say aye.
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 Any against? Motion carries unanimously. And again, this is in effect for 2022 through 2025, right?
Correct.
Thank you.
And then if the township doesn't in 2025, if the township doesn't do a new resolution, then that would just carry on.
Right. So that brings us to the next resolution, right, Mark?
Yes. So this is resolution 2021-R-13. This is Lower Frederick Township establishing an open space committee. So during last week's meeting, we talked about this. In the fall, the township elected to increase the EIT for open space funds. With that, then we need to develop a board or a committee. So we talked a lot about the committee makeup, and where possible, the Board of Supervisors shall appoint one current member of the Planning Commission, a member of the Park and Rec Board, and a member of the Environmental Advisory Committee to fill 3 of the 7 seats on the committee. The remaining 4 seats shall be residents at large and will be assigned by the Board of Supervisors. So that leaves it open that Board of Supervisors who would like to be on the board can put their name into, you know, the running to be on the committee. This also, the other discussion that we had was if someone is on the Open Space Committee and they're on the Park and Recreation Board and their term on the Park and Recreation Board ends, they would then be able to continue, because you don't have to have someone. It's just where possible.
Mm-hmm. Mark, I don't know what the actual resolution says, but it should be Environmental Advisory Council.
Yeah, it does say committee. Yep. Still.
Okay. No, just the committee.
Yeah, that needs to be. I had that highlighted, but.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll approve it with that correction.
Yep, not a problem.
I think.
Then also move.
Okay, so Marla Hexter makes the motion to approve Lower Frederick Township Resolution 2021-R-12, which is a resolution establishing and appointing an open space committee for Lower Frederick Township for the purpose of making recommendations to the Board of Supervisors regarding the purchase of land for open space purposes. And Noelle Halter seconds. And I assume that this motion is being made again with the correction as identified by Supervisor Hexter. So
correct.
We have a motion. We have a second. Is there any further discussion? Great. All in favor of approving Resolution 2021-R-12 as written and presented, please say aye.
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 Any against? Motion carries unanimously. Next item, Mark.
Okay, so the next one is Resolution 2021-R-13. It's a resolution of the Lower Frederick Township establishing procedures for reviewing open space property interest for acquisition by the township in accordance with the Open Space Acquisition and Preservation Act. So this pretty much comes out of the Preservation Act, and it talks about, ranking the properties, the appraisal process where the township would have to get any property that we were interested in purchasing appraised, and the township cannot pay more than that appraised value. I did get a question about the, if we want, in here it does say that we can have an environmental study done. So, and it may not happen here, but if you're in a township where maybe there's a brown site that the township would be looking to purchase, or, you know, a property that has pollution, then we would be able to require an environmental study so that we knew what we were buying. I don't think that will happen here, but it's kind of part of the process.
Well, to be honest, Mark, this is Peter. If the township is purchasing any property
fee simple, meaning outright, you would want to do an environment, at least a phase one environmental study.
Yeah.
Even if there's no indication that there's any issues, you want to do it.
Peter, can you explain? Can you explain what the motivation behind that is?
Because under state and federal environmental laws, if there is environmental pollution on the property, you as the owner, right, even if you had nothing to do with it, you as the owner could still be held liable for it and still be responsible for the cleanup. So, for example, one of the things that might no one would ever realize is a polluted property is if you have a property that was an apple orchard back in the 50s and 60s, they used arsenic compounds as pesticides, and it just stays in the soil. In fact, there was a property in another township I represented that a developer bought it. They knew what they were getting into, but they ended up stripping, a bunch of the topsoil off, hauling in tons and tons of additional topsoil to bring the arsenic levels down below the mandated, limits. But yeah, you would want, if you become the owner, you really need to do a phase one, which is basically a document search,
right,
to try to determine if there's any possible environmental contamination on the property before you buy it and become possibly responsible for it.
Yeah, this is Chuck. I just wanted to add, being a little bit familiar with it from a previous development project, it's a pretty high level thing. It's not onerous to do, but and it's done quite often when you have a commercial lender involved who may require phase one before they extend a loan to you. But obviously, if there are certain triggers, things that come up, it's, as I remember, it's that, and there's also maybe a questionnaire, that could trigger a phase two, which would then be more, invasive in terms of actually having to go to the site and take samples and do real work on the site. So phase one doesn't involve any of that. Is that fair to say, Peter?
Yes. I mean, a great example of it would be if someone was buying the Hockle property, their phase one environmental would go through the documents and possibly those documents would pop up would say, hey, there was a possible spill here. And the phase two would be then literally going out and doing some soil testing to see if there is actually heating oil in the soil or in the well, the groundwater.
Any other questions on the resolution that we have in front of us, which is the purchase procedures for open space? Okay. Hearing none, I guess we need a motion to approve resolution 2021 R-13, establishing procedures for reviewing open space property interests for acquisition.
I'll so move.
Noel Halter makes the motion. We have a second.
Yeah, I'll second.
Supervisor Byrd seconds. Is there any further discussion? Okay, all in favor of approving resolution 2021 R-13 as discussed and written, say aye.
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 Any against? Motion carries unanimously. That brings us to the last resolution for tonight, right?
Yep. All right. So the next is resolution 2021 R-14. It's a resolution establishing a code of ethics and conduct applicable to all elected and appointed officials. Again, we went through this during the last meeting. The statement of ethical standards is hereby approved by the Board of Supervisors in order to guide elected officials and members of volunteer boards, commissions, and committees in their service to the township and the community. The purpose of this policy is to establish certain ethical standards of conduct for all such members, to set forth the board's expectations as how to such members should act in representing the township, and emphasize that any and all acts or actions by such officials and volunteers should be done with the best interest of the township in mind. Talk about treating everyone with fairness and respect, both your committee members and the public. Make an effort to attend meetings and to read all the materials prior to the meeting. Be loyal to the township. You're representing the township. Restricted activities talks about the Pennsylvania Employees Ethics Act that most people are held to, committee and boards. There should be no harassment or discrimination against anyone on the board, committee, or in the public. There should be no violence ever or threats of violence. Sometimes boards and commissions and officials are given confidential material, and they're to keep that information confidential. Ask everyone to do their best to attend meetings, and if you're not going to be able to attend the meeting, please talk to the head of the board or the commission and let them know. So really just, you know, communication. It does give the board a chance to remove someone if that would ever come to it. Obviously, we would try to make contact with that member to see why they're not attending. You know, interaction with all types of media or just, you know, sending information out should be run through the township manager. Social media should not post anything that is threatening, bullying, anything like that. Shouldn't release any confidential information. Then at the end, we have this policy is not intended to violate the First Amendment rights of any elected or appointed officials, but rather has been imposed to protect the township and all of its personnel, volunteers. With that, and that's about it.
I have a question, but if somebody else has something else they want to say first, I'm happy to wait.
I just wonder if Mark can describe how this is going to be disseminated to all members of boards and commissions.
So I have everyone's emails. So once this gets approved, I will send it out in an email to everyone, probably at their next meeting or before. I can send it out all in one day. We are going to ask people to return it, just acknowledging that they got it. They're not signing anything. We're just asking people to act in a ethical and conduct themselves in that manner.
So Mike, Marla, do you have a follow-up? Are you okay? So my question, Mark, is since we last looked at it, yeah, there is this section L, which is implementation.
Yep.
And what you just said is kind of my understanding, but what I'm reading is a little bit more than what you said. It says that they acknowledge that they've read it and understand the code. And then the sample below says that, you know, they agree that they've read and understand it and will abide by its requirements and recommendations. And I think, as I remember last week's discussion and where I was at least speaking for myself, was that we just will provide this to people and have them acknowledge that it was provided to them.
Yeah, that's fine. That was just an example of how we could have it come back. So we'll just take out, we'll just say, I have affirmed that I've read the Lower Frederick Township Code of Ethics and Conduct for Elected and Appointed Officials. or we can have it say just received.
I would just say received.
Okay.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've just been in circumstances in the past where you get into this whole concept of understanding and it gets crazy.
Okay. Yeah, we can. Yeah, that's fine. Like, no problem.
That's in section L, and also the example of the signature line there as well, Chuck.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's two spots of that have to be updated.
Yep. Not a problem.
Okay. So we need a motion to approve resolution 2021 R-14, establishing a code of ethics and conduct applicable to all elected and appointed officials of the township with the modifications that were just discussed. So we have a motion to approve resolution 2021 R-14.
I'll so move.
I'll second it.
So the motion made by Supervisor Hexter and seconded by Supervisor Orff. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of approving resolution 2021 R-14, establishing a code of ethics and conduct applicable to all elected and appointed officials in the township with the modifications that have been discussed tonight, say aye.
Aye.
Any against? Motion carries unanimously.
That's all I have.
Ends our township manager's report. Brings us to solicitor's report. Peter Nelson.
Yes, there's nothing listed on the agenda under my report, but I'd like to give just two quick updates. The first update has to do with the Genterra conditional use hearing. This hearing is advertised for this Thursday for a virtual hearing at 7 p.m. We received today a request by the applicant for a continuance of this hearing. The applicant is revising its plans in light of comments made at the Planning Commission meeting. We're currently trying to work out a new date for the hearing to be held at the end of February, beginning of March. Hopefully we will have that date by the Thursday night, and we will just open the hearing Thursday night, announce the new date, and then close the hearing. We did the same thing with the Prestige conditional use hearing before we actually held the first night of testimony. The second update has to do with the Prestige hearing. I just want to remind everyone that hearing is scheduled for next, I'm going to forget now.
Monday.
Next Monday, the 8th at 7 o'clock. So we're still, that's still right now good to go. And, that's where we'll be holding the second night of testimony for that hearing. And that's all I have, for the board. Thank you.
Any questions for our solicitor? I have one if nobody has any. Peter, if for some reason a new date has not been chosen for the continuance for the Genterra project and Thursday comes, how will we, what's the procedure for notifying the public of the new date? And how does that have to happen?
If we cannot announce the continuance to a date certain, i.e. a new date, we would have to re-advertise that hearing and post it just like it was a brand new hearing. Okay. So the reason for announcing it is one, you know, that way it gets it out to the public, to people who are obviously interested in this matter. But then we avoid the extra expense of having to re-advertise and repost.
Okay. And it will also be just on probably, you know, it won't happen before our next work session meeting. So my guess is the new date will also be on the work session meeting agenda by then. So
yeah, actually, well, what they originally proposed two dates, one of which was your work session agenda, which session night, and I had to say, well, that's not going to work. So yeah, we're looking at the end of February, beginning of March. So I suspect it will take place after the work session.
Okay. Any other questions for our solicitor before we move on? Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
That brings us to reports from our township boards and commissions, starting with Planning Commission.
Good evening. This is Crystal Gilchrist. The Planning Commission met last Thursday evening. We discussed primarily the Gentera conditional use and provided comments to the Board of Supervisors through the manager, which I think you all have already, so I won't go into all that. We also discussed an issue in one of our neighboring townships in Limerick Township. It's kind of a complicated issue. There are game lands associated with a development down in Linfield that has the same number, not parcel number, but game land number as lands in Lower Frederick. And the concern is that if the game lands in Limerick are somehow disposed of, that all of the game lands in that number will be affected. Or conversely, if they do need to dispose of that game land in the Linfield Village, that we would offer to work with them to find comparable land in the Stonehill Greenway, which already has some game lands in it. That's where the rest of the numbered game lands are. So I will be preparing a letter to offer to the Board of Supervisors in support of Limerick's efforts to move that Linfield Village plan forward and work with the Game Commission. And we're continuing to talk about, how to connect all the trails in the Zieglerville area. And I think at our next Planning Commission meeting, we're going to talk about that in more detail and probably put some recommendations together to the Board of Supervisors.
Great. Thank you, Crystal. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Any questions for our chair of the Planning Commission, Crystal Gilchrist?
I don't know if it's a question for Crystal or a general question, but would Gentera have to come back to the Planning Commission, or would they probably come back to Planning Commission before the conditional use hearing? Maybe that's for Peter.
I think it would depend on timing. If the hearing was held after the Planning Commission's, or was scheduled to be held after the Planning Commission's next meeting, and the Planning Commission wants to look at it again, they certainly can. I don't believe it's an absolute requirement that they go back to the Planning Commission. I don't think the changes being made are going to be so profound that it would be considered like a brand new plan or a new submission that would have to go back to the Planning Commission.
If I can add, based on the conversation we had with the applicant at the meeting, it seems as if his intention is to make all the changes that we talked about as part of the preliminary plan submission. So we would probably not see the plan again until he makes a preliminary plan submission. And then it would be up to Board of Supervisors to codify some of those requirements that we talked about at the Planning Commission meeting as part of the conditional use.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Crystal Gilchrist? Hearing none, thank you for your report. Would you also be willing to make the Comprehensive Plan Committee report?
Sure. I don't have those minutes in front of me, but from recollection, I can tell the board that we're very close to having the final draft product for the comprehensive plan. Of course, we have to have another public meeting before, or a public hearing before it can be adopted and, you know, any revisions made or whatever. We're trying to figure out how to do that public hearing in the time of COVID. So that's kind of where we are now in our next big hurdle to figure out.
Do That's
Did you want to add anything, Chuck?
No, that pretty much sums things up. We probably have to loop back and speak with our planner this week to see where he's at.
Yeah, we should be pretty close to some, at least several draft chapters should be available. I know the graphics department at the Planning Commission has been working on putting the final touches on things. So it's coming together.
Okay. We'll see what draft chapters we can get from him, because we didn't put one up because of what hadn't been vetted yet through the steering committee. But I think now that it has, if that is available, we'll probably try to get it up as soon as we can.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you, Crystal. Are any, I assume there are no other questions for Crystal from the group. Thank you, Crystal.
You bet.
That brings us to Park and Rec Board.
Good evening. This is Pam Reich. Can everybody hear me okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First, I want to thank the board for appointing our new member, Noah Phillips. He was an invited guest at last night's meeting, and I believe he'll be a beneficial addition to the Park Board. So thank you. Our primary order of business last night was reviewing the Memorial Tree Donation Program. We're trying to get that up and off the ground pretty quickly here. This is a program through which individuals, businesses, or groups can donate a plant to plant a tree in tribute to a special person, a pet, life event, or an accomplishment. And right now we're looking at doing that in Village Center Park to replace the lost canopy up there from all of the dead ash trees. This will involve continuing our QR code with tree tags, which will carry the tribute message as well as identification and information on the tree and its beneficial habitat to the environment. The objective is to continue to develop Village Center Park as a kind of a centerpiece of our commercial district, but also continue the educational outreach with demonstration plantings. Our work group met at the park on the 15th, and we talked about the planting plan. And with the clean palette we have with the ash trees removed, we have the opportunity to really plant a nice mixed native hardwood with trees, understory, and some native shrubs in a naturalized kind of setting. And that is the long-term goal for what this will look like as we get through it. And that's years away, but that's what we're kind of looking at to do. We reviewed the draft donation flyer and discussed how we want to go about advertising this. We assessed appropriate trees and what a meaningful donation tree would look like. And we decided upon a 2 to 2.5 caliper tree, which makes a good size donation tree that is substantial as a donation tree that someone's going to want to see planted on behalf of their loved one. We looked at current costing and we voted and decided upon the cost for the trees would be $750 per tree. That would include the sourcing and purchase of a tree. Again, a 2 and a 2.5 caliper tree of good stock. We're going to use our Saldo as the guide for decisions on growing on selection of the trees and also to dictate proper planting procedures. But it would pay for the sourcing and purchase of the good stock plant, the actual planting of the tree, the tribute tree sign that will go with it, and then maintenance support, which would be by the park board and the municipal crew. That would be watering and mulching and any care that tree takes to keep it healthy and alive as it gets started till it gets rooted and gets going. And obviously, we're responsible for continued support of that tree. We also talked about events. We're still dealing, obviously, with COVID impacts, with the viral severity continuing to threaten, and now with variants. Combined with the slowed vaccine rollout, we're cautiously planning future events for this year. We know that we are not going to be able to do an egg hunt this year again, obviously. We are tentatively planning a fall fest and also a concert in the park. And we've narrowed it down to two bands, and homework for the park board is to listen to the two bands and come back to the next meeting with a choice and preference on which band we want to use. Our Coble Park does not lend itself well to social distancing or does not have good parking. So we're going to be looking at contacting Schwenksville to possibly use their park there behind their new municipal building, or using Upper Salford again as we did last year. Tentatively, we're also looking at possibly trying to do a concert in Cuddy. We had talked about this for several years. If we feel we've got adequate parking in Cuddy around the meadow there and in the upper end of the open area above the dog park, and also we could use some of Colonial Park for parking, and that's something that we kind of wanted to try to maybe get a better parking position than what we've got at Coble. You will be seeing, I met with Mark and the Muni crew earlier in the month, and you will be seeing as they get the opportunity, Village Center Park there in front of CVS. We will be pulling out all the dead shrubs and trees. They'll be pulling out some of the smaller beds that are along the walks that have been really a pain for all of us, the Muni team and the park board, in maintaining and weeding. We're also going to clear the circle and make that grass. And finally, the QR code plant tag database has been fully loaded at this point. This is for the Village Center Park demonstration pollinator beds. That's been completed. That was over 100 hours of work. We can add to that and, you know, change those, add pictures at any time, but the primary database now is loaded. So in the spring, when the plants come up and I can figure out where the heck they are, we'll be putting the tags in at the plants so that it's available for people to see what the plants are. And those were the high points of our report. Any questions? Thank you.
Yep. Any, Pam?
Yes.
I, this is Chuck, guys. I had just one question. So the things in Village Center Park that are tagged, I guess, what I can see from driving by, those are the things that are being removed? They have tags on them, or?
A lot of it has red ribbons on it and orange ribbons, yes. It's right. Essentially the dead shrubs in front of the fountain. There's a couple of shrubbery beds. And also there's some two beds of daylilies and iris that are, we always have to take them out and split everything and weed them and put them back. And then the circle are the primary areas that are going to be cleared.
Great. Thank you. And thank you for reaching out to the new member, Ethan. Any other questions for Pam? Great. Thank you. That brings us to Environmental Advisory Council. I guess that would be Ruth.
Hello, everybody. Yes, it would be Ruth.
Yes. Thank you, Ruth.
The park board is pretty hard to follow. okay, so the EAC met virtually on Monday, January 25th, and I, Ruth Heil, was voted as chairperson. Monica Strawbridge is secretary, and the position of vice chair was tabled until February. The Tree Protection Working Group okayed a set of follow-up questions in response to Mr. Nelson's counsel on the subject. These were submitted to Mark, were submitted via Mark on January 31st. We are working on the stormwater inventory project. The structural foundation for the data to be collected is still being built. Jackie O'Neill has been putting great effort into partnering with Penn State Extension and others to ensure the project is meaningful, not just for Lower Frederick Township, but for the region as well. So they are putting together training materials for people that want to do inventories like this. By invitation only, training webinars are scheduled to take place in late February and early March. The Genterra sketch plan was discussed at length, mostly in keeping with the same topics raised during the Planning Commission's January meeting. And I just want to remind the board that no one on the EAC is a lawyer. We are charged with raising environmental concerns and finding solutions to environmental problems. On the Genterra review, like all other issues, we respectfully yield to the board and its counsel as to whether or not it can or chooses to address any concerns found, and if so, the method for doing so. A memo of our review is expected to be forthcoming. Jackie is working on that. And then lastly, in keeping with the ordinance that provides for the existence of the EAC, I know it's optional, but we have created an annual report outlining our activities for the year. That was submitted via Mark again on January 31st, but a revision was resent this morning after a minor correction was made. And then I also want to thank the board for the appointments tonight. It's pretty exciting to have a full complement, and I'm looking forward to meeting Diane and John. And that's it.
Great. Thank you. Any questions for Ruth?
I don't know if this is for Ruth or for Mark, but is that report something that could be available to the public? What is that the, I'm just wondering if.
I was going to see if we could put that on Facebook because it's really, really good.
Yeah, either that or a shorter version of it so people know what's going on. And I know there aren't often guests at your meetings, but people are welcome at any meeting of any board and commission.
I had asked that it be put on the EAC's web, the page on at lowerfrederick.org, but really that's up to you.
Yeah, we were going to put it on the website on their page, and then we can do a Facebook post and like or link the report there.
That sounds like a.
And then I just ask that you be cautious that it be the version that was sent this morning.
So maybe what Bonnie can do is create a separate category under the EAC portion saying annual reports or something. And so yep. From here on out. So it's okay. Just not thrown in with everything else.
Yep, that's fine.
So Ruth, at some point when you get further along with the basin projects, you know, maybe it would be something that we'd share with other municipalities that we plan with.
And yeah.
See, you know, let them know what's going on here, and perhaps you will become the trainers.
Yeah, well, that is the goal. Absolutely. Jackie can describe more what is being done as far as outreach to the other municipalities, but that's the nail on the head there. You've okay. reached that is the goal.
Great. Well, thank you, Ruth. Is there any other comments, questions for Ruth? Thank you very much, Ruth.
You're welcome.
Yep. That brings us to new business. Mark, did we have any new business for this evening?
I do not have any new business for this evening.
Any of the board have anything for new business? Hearing none, that brings us to public comment.
I am not seeing anything, Chuck.
Great. All right. Hearing nothing, then we just need a motion to adjourn at this point.
I'll so move.
Noel Halter makes the motion. Second. Marla Hexter seconds. All in favor, say aye.
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 Good evening.
Good evening.
Stay yep. safe, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Everything good?
Yeah, absolutely. You good?